Hello and welcome to Grapefruit League Town, my journey through Mets spring training, with me, Jeff Heisen. Hi everyone, I'm back from Roger Dean Stadium where I saw the Mets defeat the Marlins 3-1, same score as last night. Luis Severino got the start, pitched three solid innings, gave up no runs, three hits, looked good. Threw harder than last week. I know it's only his second spring training start, but there's a lot to be optimistic about. He gave up three hits. Two of them could have been caught if Starling Marte was in right field. Instead, DJ Stewart was there. Now look, I like DJ Stewart. He gave us a few solid weeks of entertainment at the end of last season. The Mets re-signed him, thinking that he could be the left-handed DH and a backup outfielder and a backup first baseman. But tonight, he did not look good in the field. In fact, the only run that the Marlins scored was off Jose Buto, and the RBI single was preceded by a line drive that was a difficult play, but Marte would have made the play. If Stewart's not going to catch the ball, he better hit the ball. And you know how many spring training hits he has this year? Zero. His batting average is .000. It's only half over, but he better start getting some hits or he's not going to make the team because you know what he has? He has a minor league option. So he could be sent to the minors if he doesn't start hitting because it doesn't look like he will fit into David Stern's plan of run prevention after watching him play the field tonight. Jose Buto, three innings, gave up that questionable run, but I like Jose Buto. He's in the mix for the rotation. My guy, Jose Iglesias, had two hits and an RBI single. I've mentioned him every time I've seen him. He always seems to be doing something, whether it's his great defense, and he's looking good at the plate. He's not a kid. He's a major league veteran, and he's got Joey Wendell with a major league contract in front of him on the depth chart. But Jose Iglesias looks good. Hey, Joey Wendell, Jose Iglesias is gunning for your job. Francisco Alvarez played. At first, I was surprised that he played, but then I realized he needs to catch Luis Severino. And what does Alvarez do? He hit a bomb, another home run. He hit one last night. He hit one tonight. Hey, Francisco, quiet down. Wait till after my fantasy draft. I want to draft you. I don't need the numbskulls in my league realizing how good you are. But that's how good he looks. I can't wait to draft him, and we can't wait to see Francisco Alvarez behind the plate for the Mets this season. And yes, Pete hit a bomb. What a shot by Pete. He destroyed the ball. So the Mets, in 2 hours and 7 minutes for the second straight night, won the game for the second straight night by the score of 3-1 over the Marlins. And what else happened tonight? Remember last night I mentioned that my wife had a vegan hot dog and pronounced it to be disgusting. Well, tonight I caught a hot dog. Yes, I caught a flying hot dog during the Nathan's hot dog toss. The guy threw it with mustard, and I say that figuratively, not literally, because it did not come with condiments. He threw it harder than some of the Marlins pitchers threw tonight. It was still warm, and a kid a few seats away was eyeing it hungrily, and he can burn it off faster than I can, so I gladly gave it to him. And then I gave it to him, and he said, "Is there any mustard?" as if I'm the condiment guy. Jen Powell was one of the umpires tonight. That's notable because she is the first female umpire in a major league game since 2007. That's way too long a gap. She umped third and first tonight. They switched around during the game. Welcome, Jen Powell. I had free parking tonight. And now I'm about to go into greater detail about parking at Roger Dean Stadium than you really need to know, so you might want to fast forward for 30 seconds. All parking at these ballparks is $15. At Roger Dean Stadium, it's a garage, and it takes too long to get in and out of the garage. The Florida Atlantic University campus is across the street from Roger Dean Stadium, and they have parking there for $12. It's a third of a mile walk, but it's easier to get out, and I don't mind the walk. So I went there, as I did last week. I pulled into the lot, there were signs up, and there was nobody there to take my $12. I waited 10 minutes, because I'm an honest guy. I teach ethics. I waited 10 minutes. I even asked a cop, "Where's the guy to take my money?" And he said, "I don't know." I waited 10 minutes, and then I left. My car was still there after the game, so free parking tonight, as well as a free hot dog. I had a reminder that we are in Florida twice. And the area of Florida we're in is the less crazy part of Florida. But still, two reminders. In the first inning, a young guy sat down near me and started making racist comments about Francisco Alvarez and Jose Iglesias. There was nobody to report him to. I just moved away. And then later, there was a contest on one of the dugouts. I don't remember what the contest was. And it was an adult took the mic and yelled, "Keep New York out of Florida," which is a phrase that a certain side of the political aisle uses, and I've seen it on bumper stickers during my stay here. Some of the Mets fans booed his stupid comment. A note to national anthem singers. This is spring training. This is not the Super Bowl. It's certainly not American Idol. I respect your talent. I can't sing a note on key. You can sing that difficult song beautifully. But don't make it last so long. It's only spring training. The woman tonight sang the national anthem as if she was at the Super Bowl and she had bet the over on the length of the anthem. Maybe Rob Manfred should institute a national anthem clock. And our ballpark song of the night, the great song My House by Flo Rida. It caught my ear, not because we're in Florida, but because Marlins, Roger Dean Stadium may be your house, but it's only your house in name only. When the Cardinals are there, it's their house. They share the ballpark during spring training. But when the Marlins are the home team, it's the other team's house. Tonight, it was a Mets crowd. Marlins, you can play My House by Flo Rida, but it's not your house. It's the Mets house, or it's the house of whoever you're playing. And if you go to the National League Town Facebook page or Threads account, you will see some pictures I took before the game. I told you on Monday, one of the joys of spring training is going to a Mets game at Roger Dean Stadium and watching the pitcher warm up. You can get really close. If you're into autographs, that's a great spot to get autographs from the bullpen because it's an exposed bullpen. It's not a hidden bullpen. So I had the thrill of watching Luis Severino throw to Francisco Alvarez before the game, and they were less than 60 feet 6 inches from me. It's one of the joys of spring training. I hope you'll go look at the pictures. And with that, spring training is half over. The Mets have 2 more weeks in Florida, and I have 2 more weeks in Florida. I've been to 5 games, and I'm planning on going to another 5, starting with next Tuesday night against Washington in West Palm Beach. I hope you've been enjoying Grapefruit League Town. I look forward to talking to you again on Tuesday night. If you want to get in touch with the show, reply on the socials or write to me at nationalleaguetown@gmail.com. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you for listening. So until next time, I'm Jeff Heisen, and as always, let's go Mets! Copyright 2024 music provided by the Royal Arctic Institute. Check them out on Spotify.